This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed Western leaders to Kyiv to mark the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. As Ukrainian forces run low on ammunition and foreign aid hangs in the balance, allies from the EU and the group of seven wealthy democracies rallied around Kyiv to express solidarity, with Zelensky joining a virtual G7 meeting Saturday and four top officials traveling to Ukraine. Zelensky held a joint press conference with the Italian premier, the Belgian prime minister, and Canadian prime minister, as well as European Commission president, shortly after signing a landmark bilateral security deals with Rome and Ottawa. An aide to Alexei Navalny says the body of the Russian opposition leader has been handed over to his mother. The director of Navalny's anti-corruption foundation made the announcement on his Telegram account and thanked everyone who had called on Russian authorities to return Navalny's body to his mother. Navalny's widow accused President Vladimir Putin earlier Saturday of mocking Christianity by trying to force his mother to agree to a secret funeral after his death in an Arctic penal colony. Navalny's mother has been demanding that Russian authorities return the body of her son to her for more than a week. It's not yet clear when or how the funeral will be held. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says officials will meet on the next steps after the latest talks with the United States, Egypt, and Qatar in search of a deal on pausing the fighting in Gaza. The meeting will happen Saturday night, but Netanyahu also says he'll convene the cabinet early next week to approve the operational plan for action in Rafah. There have been widespread warnings from the international community about an Israeli military ground operation in